This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is Careers Unusual, and I'm Natalie Sia. This is where we talk about jobs that are off the beaten path. We are continuing our series on YouTubers, and today we're going to hear from our own Malaysian YouTuber. In just a few years, The Ming Thing has grown to over 229,000 subscribers and more than 21 million views. How did they do it? Ming Han from The Ming Thing is here with me in the studio. Hi, Ming Han.
Hey, what's up?
Now, tell me more about The Ming Thing. Who's in your team? What is it about?
Oh, wow. Okay. The basic team is four of us. People usually know my brother and myself. My brother's a guy with shorter hair and spectacles sometimes, and his name is Ming Yu. My name is Ming Han. But most people don't know the two guys behind the cameras, Rafi and Brian, and that is basically the team. And we have new people on the team, Natalie, some interns, and Alyssa, Olivia, but you'll see them pretty soon. But that's basically who makes up The Ming Thing. And what do? I guess we make videos and continue making videos for a living. Yeah, both for fun and for work. Yeah.
How did it get started?
Wow. Okay, I guess if you really wanted to put a point to it, I started in university when I was doing my final year thesis and I got really sick of it. So I popped up my laptop one day and put down a few notes, points that I wanted to talk about. At that time in particular, it was about my university's car park, which was horrible. So I complained about it, edited a video with what little skills I had, and that's how everything kind of started, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so you started with a vlog.
A vlog, yes. Yes, a vlog. Very, very random vlog, but still a vlog, yes.
So how did it feel to do that first vlog at that time?
Honestly, I think a lot of people nowadays say they are nervous or scared of the camera. I was just happy to be doing something else other than studying. So how did it feel? It felt very liberating being able to try something new. So there was not much nervousness. There was not much anxiety. But it was just very nice to be able to speak my mind. So I guess it was nice. Yeah.
So from doing vlogging, you moved on to making short films. Yeah. How did that transition come about?
That's where I can tell the story of my two other friends. I put the vlog up, and amazingly, it did pretty well. And I put two more vlogs up. And at that time, I was shooting is an overstatement. I was just recording with my laptop's camera, which is a horrible camera. And I have no sense or skills whatsoever when it comes to cameras. So what happened was my videos got shared around pretty much in my university and it got passed on to Taylor's. And my two friends, Brian and Rafi, were in Taylor's. So one day, okay, they weren't my friends yet, but they dropped a message. I don't know how they found me, but they found me online. And they said, hey, do you want to make a better video? You know, because we can use cameras and why don't we shoot something with you to make something proper? And that is how the short story started, kind of.
Now, the first video by The Ming Thing was about things boyfriends say.
Oh, yeah, that's the first proper one people found, yes.
Uh-huh. So what was that about? How come you guys wanted to do that video?
Oh, very honestly, at that time, virality was a very new thing still. But what was going viral was this video called Bleep Girls Say, right? And I guess I just wanted to see whether, hey, I have absolutely no knowledge whatsoever in filmmaking or production. I thought, let's try our own rendition because not many people speak for the boys. I mean, there's a lot of what the girls say, what girlfriends say. So I said, okay, let's try a rendition of this thing going viral. And that's basically how it came to be, yeah.
But you make it sound so easy to make videos like that. Do you put in a lot of effort actually behind the scenes?
Yeah, maybe that's what people don't see. There is a lot of planning, a lot of talking to yourself, very weirdly, but yes. You write the script, you read it to yourself and you see whether it sounds right. But yeah, there is a lot of work going on behind the scenes, especially if you're the cameraman or you're the videographer, right? You don't see how many years they've practiced. You don't see how many shots they've taken. And a simple 2-minute video can take half a day to shoot. So it's pretty intense. Yeah,
A lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Do you find it difficult to constantly have to do better than your previous videos?
Oh, yes. I feel... yes. I think after all this while, I've realized that I'm the person that if I keep on doing the same things, it's so personally boring, I think. And you know, there's a lot of competition, I guess, when it comes to the film scene. I mean, not as intense or as clear, but the competition really for me is with the last video I made, because there's so many good references around this. Even Malaysian filmmakers, they are really good ones, and I acknowledge entirely I am a YouTuber, so I take no pride or honor in having any standards when it comes to video making. I don't call myself a filmmaker at all, because I'm not. I make videos. But yes, there is. You kind of have to continuously improve yourself from the last one. Or that's what I feel. A lot of people are very happy just making the same things over and over, because hey, it's YouTube, it's simple, it's straightforward. But I think for my team, because of my friends involved, where they are, where their passions lead them, yes, they do want to become better. We do want to achieve bigger things. So yeah, it's a big thing, but sometimes, you know, you got to hang loose and just make stupid things. So, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the crowd wants, so
pretty
you have
much,
to deliver.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, you say you won't call yourself a filmmaker, but you don't only make videos on YouTube, right? Besides what else do you do?
Okay. I guess this is where the more official part of work comes in. Along the way, my friends and I started getting jobs. And it was really interesting because telco started picking us up and say, hey, can you try and make something with us in your video? Brands started picking us up. And we realized that, okay, we are kind of making a bit of money. What do we do? Well, the only legal thing to do is set up a Sendirian Bahat lah. So what we did was we set up a company called the Core Studios. And at that time, it was really because we needed a legal entity to keep on doing work. It's not the best thing to go to clients and say, okay, hey, where are you from? Oh, we're from youtube.com/TheMingThing. Yeah, we're not working with you. That kind of thing. So that's how it started. We started Core Studios because we wanted a company that reminded us why we're doing what we're doing, hence the name. And from then on, we began getting jobs. Like, hey, brands and services coming to us and telling us, can you guys make a video for us on your channel, off your channel, we don't care, you know, just make something for us. And we realized that, hey, this is a pretty good source of income. And, you know, thank God, because of YouTube, we had all the marketing we need. We didn't need to blast ourselves out there. Like, you know, your kid can watch it, and if your kid happens to be the kid of a boss of your company, the company's boss wants it, and that's it. We've got a new job, you know, and it works, so on and so forth. Kind of that way, yeah.
Mm. Just now, you also mentioned something about competition.
Yeah.
So YouTube is an international platform.
Oh, yes.
Anyone
yes.
from anywhere can post up a video. So that means you are actually competing with international videos.
Well, I think compared to the mindset that agents face, a lot of competition, there's actually no competition in YouTube, because it's a huge market. And think of it as, I mean, if you go to a supermarket and you only have $50 in your pocket, competition is choosing which apple to buy from what farm or from what brand or even detergent, right? But YouTube is free. Hence, you can buy as many things as you want. So there's not really any competition. It's just whether you can captivate an audience and they want to watch your stuff. So we're not really competing, because it's funny, because Malaysians have their own sense of humor. They have their own style. So we can't really compete with an American humor or style or whatnot. So there's not really any competition. If people want to watch you, then they watch you. If they don't, no. It's a really big sea out there, and there's tons of fishes. So, you know, and it's a really nice thing. It's a really nice thing, yeah.
Right. But what do you do to make yourself stand out? What is that thing about the Mingthing that you feel captures your audience?
I feel like this is the kind of question everyone asks themselves, right? How do I stand out in this thing?
Yeah.
I guess maybe a good way to put it would be, when you're creating something, you create something the closest to your heart, I guess. Because you're the only you, and if you're the only you, you're unique. And that's how you stand out. So how we stand out is, I think there's a lot of trends going on, hype and everything, and you will see all kinds of videos that follow that trend. I mean, a good example would be, we started off with a trend, which was things, quote-unquote, things boyfriends say, right?
Yep.
And technically, and from a marketing perspective or a business perspective, it's a very, very good way to grow your business if you do trends, but you will just be someone else following a trend. You don't really stand out. For us, I feel a lot of our videos are based off our own experiences. Like, my brother would go to class and come back and say, "Hey, Ko, I found these two girls and they're talking weird accents today." And I'm like, "Huh? What did they say?" I ask them, "Where you guys been?" And they're like, "Oh, we're actually from Subang Jaya." And then he was like, "But why do your accent sound like that?" "I have an uncle from New York." And I was like, "What?" And that's how a video came about. So what really stands out is you just gotta be you, and you gotta make stuff that's very dear to you, I guess. Or at least you find funny in a way. Yeah,
so how do you constantly come up with those concepts and ideas?
I guess the easiest way to put it would be you just gotta live life. If you bundle yourself and hole yourself up somewhere and live a hermit life, unconnected to anything, you're never gonna have good ideas. The best way to get all these kind of things is you just gotta go out there and do stuff, meet people, talk to people, or watch. In a very creepy sense, yeah, I watch people a lot. That's how we get our stories, basically. It's a lot of people doing what they do, and we just tell it through our eyes with a lot of salt and pepper. And, you know, that's how we get almost all of our stories, I guess. Mm. And yeah, the more connected you are, the more stories you have.
At the end of the day, what do you aim to achieve through your videos and your YouTube channel?
Oh, wow. I think YouTube has been an amazing thing for us. It's a platform where people find us. And I think personally, or for ourselves as a team, it's a very big playground for us. Like, we're practicing a lot of things. Because YouTube is very forgiving, it's very gracious. You can make whatever you want, shoot it with a phone, and it'll still be like, okay. But we see it as preparation for making bigger things in the future. Like, that's why I feel like now is a time we don't do one single thing over and over again. But we are doing all kinds of styles or genres, hopefully. And we are practicing because our end goal is definitely to make movies or to make TV series. And that's why we consider YouTube as a practice platform or a really just a place to have fun and meet people and be out there to, you know, give people a laugh or two, or, you know, give a good message to people. So yeah, that's what we feel YouTube is to us, at least.
Okay. Any tips you want to share with fellow Malaysian YouTubers?
Just make a video. Don't think so much. a lot of people ask, how do you start, what do you do, and really all you gotta do is just start. No, don't think too much. If you want to make a video, put it out there. Even if it's horrible. I look back in our past videos and I cringe. So, you know, it happens. But I think the important part is do something real. Because if you aim to be like, oh, I want to try and make something viral all the time, it's not going to work because you don't have a good story. It won't go viral. There's no such thing as writing a viral story. You write a good story, then it goes viral. So that's my advice. Make something good.
Finally, what are three things you would tell someone who wants to make short films?
Oh my gosh. Have a good command of the language you want to write in, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Write something that is very real to yourself, or at least you know it by heart. So emotions pass through the story very, very real. And third, you got to have a good team to pull it off. I mean, a good idea can be killed by really bad execution. So get a good team with people and be patient, you know, for a good people, for a good team.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much, Ming Han.
Oh, no problem.
I've been speaking to YouTuber Ming Han from The Ming Thing, and this has been Careers Unusual on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.